Lone Star Brahma Hockey on KATX. Listen all season as we bring you up to date on all things Brahmas. Interviews with coaches, players, and more featuring in-depth details about previous games as well as upcoming matchups. It's Lone Star Brahma Hockey with your host, Matthew Householder.
It's Brahma Talk here with Coach Dan Wildfong of the Lone Star Brahmas. And Coach Dan, how are we doing this morning?
Doing great.
Very good. Well, somewhat of an eventive weekend overall. Let's talk a bit about the play starting off on Friday night.
Yeah, I think Friday night we didn't have our best efforts, I would say, in the first period and midway through the second. And I think the guys just seemed to, they came out sluggish, but we ended up having a good half a game, which we don't want to, but at the end of the day, we took it into a shootout, and we ended up losing a shootout. But I was not happy with our effort at the beginning of the game. At the end of the game, it was a lot better, and carried over to Saturday.
You know, after last weekend, weekend before last, do you feel like there might be any issues there starting out in that first period now? Because before it seemed like everybody came out, they hit everything really hard in the first, second, and then started to lose their momentum in the third. But now it seems like we're seeing a kind of a flip-flop situation.
Yeah, you know, it's something where we want to be a very physical team. And when we are, we're tough to play against. But when we try and play a skilled team against, programs that have had opportunities to have top guys, you're gonna end up struggling with them. So.
Well,
we have to play a grind-out game.
yeah, no doubt. Well, let's move to a lighter note here, Star Wars night. let's first off talk about the game a little bit.
The game, obviously, on Saturday was great. Crowd was great. Chad and Scott, they did a great job filling this rink and getting the Star Wars costume guys out there. It looked great. So I know my assistant coach was excited about it.
I'm pretty sure that he was probably shaking with excitement when Darth Vader dropped the puck.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that picture on Facebook of Darth Vader out there dropping the puck with a stormtrooper next to him and everything. And then Chad Seward of the Brahmas there had posted a picture of him and General Tarful and Chewbacca. And I was looking at the Wookiee costumes, and I was just in awe. I was like, are those people actually that tall? Because I know in the movie the guy was that tall, but these people, I mean, they were towering over Chad, who is standing around 6'4".
Yeah.
You know, it was insane. But overall play, how did you feel about play on Saturday?
I thought it was a lot better. I thought we played a more consistent, well-rounded game. We won more battles. When you compete, you tend to win battles. When you don't compete, you don't win battles. And we actually came out to play on Saturday night, and it was obviously great to have that kind of crowd and everyone into it to really help the guys get jumped up for the game.
Well, this has been kind of a crazy week, especially for Texas hockey. I just want to touch on base and just talk about it for a moment. But, of course, Rich Peverly of the Dallas Stars collapsing on the bench. And, you know, there's a couple different points that to be made here. Let's just go ahead and say, you know, the heart of a hockey player is different than any other sport. It goes to show when the guy has to be defibrillated and brought back to life, and he's like, all right, well, let's go back and play.
Yeah, you know, there's not many, like, that just shows you the passion. There's obviously in every sport, but these guys that play at that high a level, they really, don't want to be sitting out. They care about their teammates. They care about, each other. So they always want to be out there. They're used to playing through injuries, and obviously our, blessings and their prayers go to the Peverly, and I'm glad everything worked out for him so far. So,
well,
just happy everything. It wasn't as bad as we initially thought.
Yeah, there's no doubt that whole situation could have turned out a lot worse off than it really did. And the reason I bring the whole topic up is because from a coach's perspective, did they not do the right thing by calling off the game?
No, I think they did it. They absolutely did the right thing. They you know, when you get one of your best friends gets hurt, or, you know, you're, those guys are like family.
Right.
You know, something happens dramatically, especially when you're right in front of them. It's just your state of mind is not there to continue to playing, especially at that high level. If you're not focused at that level, you know, you obviously don't win. Your mental state is just as important as your physical state.
Right. Well, you know, I think they absolutely did the right thing. I think that when you sit here and you have a player that, you know, had, I guess, work done on a regular heartbeat, you know, 6 months ago, and then just completely collapses out on the bench. I mean, that would put everybody into almost a shock factor. So, yeah, I have to say I agree with the cancellation of the game. Definitely probably the best move.
They cancel it for weather, so they cancel it for weather. I think they can cancel it for, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, heading into this week, this unfortunately, and I hate to say it, unfortunately, the last week of home games for the Lone Star Brahmas. And as we head into the last week, want to just very quickly mention that there is a couple of final promo nights. Youth Hockey Night's going to be on Friday, and then Saturday, Family Appreciation Night. But, you know, heading into this this last homestand at Nitech Sports Arena, Coach, the guys seem a little extra motivated to try to end everything on a good note here at home.
I'm sure. You know, we obviously were disappointed in not making the playoffs this year. If you really look at the start that we had, and where we're starting to finish, we're beating some of the top teams in the league. So I think our guys are going to make a great push to the end here. They continue to work hard in practice. They continue to beat hard, and they want to obviously do our fans proud by giving them a good performance their last two home games here of the 14 season.
Well, no doubt about it, Coach. And with you know, I always like to just touch base here just momentarily, though. With your players throughout this past week, you know, what did you like that you saw from – what did you like as far as on the effort side of things from your players this week?
Well, just so far, you know, they just compete so hard in practice. Actually, we got a couple guys injured competing hard in practice.
Well,
but if you don't compete that hard, then you have to turn a switch on when you play, and you can't do that at any level. You can't just say, "Oh, I'm going to play hard tonight. I'm not going to practice hard." When you create good habits in practice, you create good habits. You create good habits in games, and it comes more naturally. And that's what we're kind of striving for, is building a college program atmosphere here. And then when they go to D1 school, they're going to know how to practice, how to prepare, how to work.
Well, there's no doubt. And, you know, I know that we're excited because y'all will have the camps coming up throughout the summertime, getting some people out there and getting them an opportunity to give you a look, see if maybe they'd make a good fit with the Lone Star Brahma Hockey organization. So we will keep up to date throughout the entirety of this and make sure that we have you back on, Coach, so that we can talk about some of these different events that are going to be happening around the area. But again, just a couple weeks left of regular season hockey, but this week, this is the final weekend at Nitech Sports Arena. So make sure that you go out and again, check them out, LoneStarBrahmas.com. Also on Facebook, Lone Star Brahmas, just search for them. And Coach Dan Wildfong, been a pleasure as always. And I'll see you Friday night, buddy.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you. And again, this is Brahma Talk.
Thanks for tuning in for Lone Star Brahma Hockey.
There we go, there we go.
Continue to listen all season for details of games directly from the players and coaches.
Go, bud, let's go. Come on, boys, get that net. Come on, boys, come on, boys.
To listen to this episode or previous, head over to LoneStarBrahmas.com or find them on Facebook.
Yeah, baby.
Lone Star Brahmas on KATX.